Good morning. It's Thursday, the 21st of March. We had a winner last night on the podcast with the Dallas Stars in hockey. If you listened, you had that. If you followed, if you listened and followed, you had that win. It was our 15th hockey win in a row. 15 wins in a row in hockey. That's quite a streak. Today's play is on the courts, the Madness courts. And it's one of the later games, so you'll have plenty of time to catch this one. It involves Drake and Washington State. It also involves a boost that's available at FanDuel. So somebody different. I think we've offered a few of those, but FanDuel this time. Oh, and it looks like, yeah, that baseball bet has gone final here. Oh, I think it's going final. It was 15 to 11 or something like that. A complete explosion of runs over there. All right, let's get back to business here. I mentioned that because we talked about that baseball arbitrage play where you could lock in profits either way. And that game's about final, I believe. All right, Drake and Washington State. Now, what we have here is what's going to be a Drake victory, I believe. So I'll cut to the chase. If you can't use FanDuel, if you can't use their boost because you've used it on something else, they are giving it to everyone, then just take Drake on the money line. In this case, you'd have to go over to BetMGM. They have the best line on the money line, and that's minus 110 just to win the game. Otherwise, it's widely available at minus 115, or you could take Drake minus 1 point, and I think the best price on that one is either even or minus 105. So that would be the backup plan on this. But that's not the bet. The bet is a two-unit play. I don't have a lot of these. The majority of bets are half units and one units, standard plays. This is a two-unit play. It just so happens I'm giving it for free on this podcast because it's the one that I'm doing with the boost at FanDuel, and I've been trying to do the boosts on this as much as possible because it's something that people have talked about wanting. It's something that the major books are offering, and people, of course, want to try to use that, so I'm offering something that they can plug into those boosts and take home the green, and we've been kicking butt. I mean, they should be running. I'm just kidding, of course. They should be running scared from us, and you know I'm kidding on that, but they're losing money on the bets that I'm putting out here. Maybe they're winning on the other side, so they don't care. All right, so we're taking a same-game parlay on this. Drake plus 8.5, and the game to go over 129.5. So those are the set lines at FanDuel. They're not just letting you pick whatever you want. They're giving you their ideas of points. And so the total, the lowest we can get the total to is 129.5. And we're taking the over. So we're teasing it down as low as we can and taking the over 129.5. And then we're taking Drake plus 8.5 points. Now, without that boost, you're in the 150 range, which is actually still playable. It's still worth it without the boost, just so you know. But at that point, I think it's a slightly better bet to just take Drake to win, not worry about the total, just win, but you don't get any extra points. But then I'd move it down to a single unit play. So now, the why and the how on this. Drake matches up really well with Washington State. Drake, by the way, lost in the first round last year. Drake's perennially in the discussion for getting into the tournament from a little bit of weaker conference, obviously, than the Pac-12 from Washington State, although the Pac-12 will be dissolved next year, or unless there's a two-team conference, it'll be the Pac-2. But they're a solid team, and they're great defensive rebounding for sure. That fits well with Washington to be an opponent of Washington State. Now, the numbers are a little different. The numbers are 71.18 for Drake and 71 for Washington State. That's hardly a play. You're essentially taking, the Drake minus 110 to win. But again, that's just numbers that I'm seeing plugging in offense, defense, opponents, etc. Now you say, well, isn't that the whole thing? Well, there's a heck of a lot more to it than that. I think computer models are pretty much widely available. There's a lot more to it, some of which is the eyeball. And I know you guys have a lot of things to do today. This is the big day. This is the big start of the madness. So I'm not going to go on. Yesterday's podcast was 9 minutes. The bottom line is all the intangibles favor Drake. Let's just put it that way. Everything that you could want to favor the team, momentum, motivation, skill sets, all favors Drake. So Drake's going to probably win this game. Again, if it's just Drake to win the game, I'm taking it for one unit. But Drake plus 8.5 and the game to go over 129.5 at minus 127, that's a two-unit play over at FanDuel. And then briefly for the total, you see that I believe it's 71-71, rounding down in the Drake's case. That's 142. That obviously clears the 129.5 pretty darn easily. Now, the lowest scenario I see on this is also cleared pretty easily. The lowest scenario, the lowest amount of points I'm forecasting for Drake is 66. The lowest amount of points I'm forecasting for Washington State is 65. Now, if you add it together, you're at 131, and that clears 129.5. That's the lowest case scenario. The higher end scenario, and this will make you wonder again why I think Drake's so easy to win, but the highest case scenario is 75 for both teams. That's 150 and obviously covers. So we don't have to worry about that. If we're trying to get over 129, we want to know the lowest case scenario, and that's 131 combined scoring. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the bell curve here. There is a lot more chance for Washington State to be on the lower end of this. Very, very minimal chance to get to 75. More likely they're down in upper 60s, possibly lower 70s. In the case of Drake, very minimal chance of being in the upper 60s, much less that 66 scenario. That's almost non-existent. And it doesn't, the curve doesn't expand much to get into the up to the 69 range for the 60s. It starts having high frequency when you get into the low 70s and a reasonable chance of mid 70. So again, that's when I talk about this number being a little deceptive when I say it's 71-71. There's a high probability that Drake is low to mid 70s and that Washington State is high 60s to low 70s, which is a pretty clean win for us, and especially since we're getting 8.5 points. So final answer, Drake plus 8.5 and the game to go over 129.5 minus 127 using the boost at FanDuel, boosted FanDuel, and that's at minus 127 for two units. If you're not able to do that, take Drake to win on the money line over at BetMGM for one unit at minus 110. I believe we have a winner here, and it's a two-unit winner if I'm right. Good luck.